You've been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is Full of the Faith of God. So we're saying that there is not even a hint of unbelief. We're making no allowances for it. We are full of the Holy Spirit. We are full of the Word of God. We are full of the power of God so that we can live a life of miracles. We're going to look in Galatians, the third chapter, beginning with the sixth verse, and it reads, "Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith." We're saying that if we want to change our life, then we have to change our faith. We have to believe God. And in believing God, and in believing him will show us that we are believing correctly. We are believing right and believing according to the righteousness of God. And when we believe, that puts us in the same category as children of Abraham. And then not only that, as a child of Abraham, we are blessed with faithful Abraham. Why? Because we're not just living occasionally using our faith, but we are using our faith in every area so that we can always have the heaven-born possibilities for anything that may be possible in the earth, as well as all the impossibilities. Because it says in the scripture that all things are possible to him that believes. Again, on our program, you enjoy the music of Dee White. Now let's listen to him as he sings Army of God. And I'll be right back after his song.
Strong in the Lord with the power of his might. I got his armor on and I'm ready to fight. I stand against Satan in this battle with sin, against all evil forces of this world we live in. No weapon formed against me, I am a threat to the enemy. I am clothed with the blood of the Lamb. I'm a branch on a vine, and I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a soldier
in the army.
I am a soldier
in the army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier
in the army.
I am a soldier
in the army of the Lord.
I have my waist wrapped with the belt of truth. I got my feet prepared for the gospel of peace. And I got my breastplate of righteousness. And I got my shield of faith to protect me from the wicked one. No weapon formed against me. I am a threat to the enemy. I am clothed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm a branch on a vine, and I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a soldier
in the army.
I am a soldier.
The army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier
in the army.
I am a
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program is Full of the Faith of God. You see that we have to make sure that there is not even a hint of unbelief in our faith. We're making no allowances for it because we are full of the Holy Spirit. We are full of the promises of God. We are full of the Word of God. We are full of the power of God so that we can live a life of miracles. In 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, beginning with the 13th verse, reads, "We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that which he raised up, the Lord Jesus, shall raise us up also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God." You see, everything begins with the grace of God, not the law, but this is the influence of God in our life. And then everything ends with the glory of God, that we could see all things the best that they can be. And that is bringing heaven to earth. So we use the same spirit of faith. That means that what God used from the beginning of the earth, what our ancestors used to get them through, we use that same spirit of faith. And we have to learn how to awake to it so that we can live a life of miracles. Now, you may be saying that you don't have that kind of relationship. Well, we can give you an invitation and you can accept the invitation that Christ has for you to be an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And that, he says, who there would be in Christ, then they are children of Abraham. Which means that you are counted as blessed and not cursed. So why don't you say this prayer with me? Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. Come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. Forgive me of every sin. I know that now old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new, and you are my Lord and Savior, and I thank you. I acknowledge that you died for my sin, and you died for me as me. And now that I am resurrected with you, I can be ascended with you, and I can allow my faith to awake and to reign in this life so that we might see the glory of God by the grace of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if you said that prayer, please email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com, and we will send you some encouragement along the way. Now, let's return to the remaining portions of King's Portion after this message from my sponsor.
We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you.
Catherine Joy Foster Music Ministries is a 21st century multimedia marketplace ministry. In your discovery, you will find the power of God present to go where you are, to take you where Jesus is, raising you up, repairing you, restoring you, so that you can be as Jesus is in this world. Now available for workshops, banquets, conferences, webinars, concerts, prayer meetings. You can call area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Again, that's Area code 216-486-8615. Extension 1. Proud to be an advertiser for King's Portion Web Radio.
Thanks for staying tuned for a conclusion of our program today, which bears the theme, Full of the Faith of God. We're saying, don't allow even a hint of unbelief, but be determined to be full of the Holy Spirit, full of the Word of God, full of the promise of God, full of the power of God, so that you can live a life of miracles. We're going to look in Romans, the 12th chapter, the 6th verse, and it says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. So it's saying that we have gifts that God given us, whether the gifts in the church, gifts in the marketplace, gifts that should be used with faith. So you never do anything without faith, because that would be considered sin and unbelief and not believing God. It says we have to please God with our faith, and he's showing us that every portion that we have, every assignment that we have, every prayer that we have, in every area that we have, we exercise that faith so that we can express our gift in the earth, so that we could show that our faith serves us as a tool, and that we become a servant in the plan of God in the earth. So again, knowing this, that we are going to be just like Abraham, just like Jesus, just like God, and stagger not at the promise of God through any unbelief, but we're going to be strong in faith, giving glory to God, even though we may not be able to see it, because we're going to live by faith and not by sight. And we are going to be fully persuaded and remain fully persuaded from beginning until the end, so that we know that what God has promised, he will bring it to pass. He will surely perform it in your life, so that you can live a life of miracles. Will you receive that? This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
Listening to The King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.